3 years ago, the State Department recruited Miami-Dade police to help train law enforcement in Guatemala, Haiti, Jamaica, and even Egypt. Federal officials say it worked out so well that this week they re-upped the Miami-Dade force for another 5 years. Bill Brownfield is the Assistant Secretary of State for Drugs and Law Enforcement.
From our perspective, Miami-Dade PD delivers the best training package of any police department in the country, both because they've got the broad range of specialties, but second, because they've got as good a linguistic package, which is to say native-speaking police officers, as virtually any other department in the country.
Which is why Brownfield expects the list of countries Miami-Dade PD works with to expand, especially in violence-ravaged Central America. One possibility is El Salvador. It has the world's highest murder rate and relies on what experts call a failed military strategy to fight gangs. Brownfield says Miami-Dade PD could introduce more effective and comprehensive plans like community policing.
That's the direction in which we hope to be going in Honduras and El Salvador, as well as Guatemala.
Miami-Dade PD training is widely credited with helping improve Haiti's police force. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami.